broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the 2017 ATD International Conference and Exposition. It's time for Learning Insights, brought to you by Training Pros.
And we are back on the expo floor at ATD 2017. Stone Payton, Lee Kenter here with you. Lee, we've had a lot of fun already, man.
I know. This is our first time with the full house here.
I know.
The studio, at the mobile studio.
All this paparazzi, we've been catching up with some old friends, making some new ones. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Manager Compliance Training, Mr. Matt Sharpless. How you doing, sir?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I am doing well. And Jeff Schreiber, Risk Manager, L&D Leader with Synchrony Financial. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thanks, Stone. Appreciate it.
Well, we are delighted to have you.
Can you share with us a little bit about Synchrony Financial? What are you guys doing for folks?
Sure. So we are the largest private label credit card provider in the nation for retailers, manufacturers, and medical providers. We just recently, within the last year or two, spun off from General Electric. That was our former parent company.
Uh-huh.
We were part of GE Capital.
So you kicked them to the curb?
No, you moved away from home, right?
We declared our independence.
That's right.
And as of a year and a half ago, now we are a standalone separate company on the S&P 500.
Sweet.
And then we're here today to talk about training delivery methods, classwork versus e-learning, online, and self-learning. Could you share a little bit about your thoughts on that?
Well, our own personal experience, really, I mean, within Synchrony is that we primarily just do e-learning. We don't really have any classroom learning right now, other than like career development learning. But we're really kind of just getting started with that. So we really focus primarily on the online learning, the e-learning part of it.
So now, how has that been working for you guys?
It's working fine. We've been doing it now for several years. I mean, it is the method that we pretty much have to use because we have a national workforce. And it's the easiest way for us to get the training that we need to distribute to everybody out. In a timely manner. I mean, it's so expensive to try to, you know, we would have to hire trainers and fly them around the country. We'd have to figure out a way to bring people together into one place. The training we do has to do with financial compliance regulations, and they just have to do it annually, sometimes biannually. So we really do have to, the online learning is really the best way for us to distribute and make sure everybody gets the training they need to do when they need to do it.
Yeah, we have 15,000 employees across 22 sites globally, so it makes it a little tough to do classroom learning in a real robust fashion. And so part of our job, and that's the biggest part of the job that Matt's involved with heading up, is making sure that all 15,000 employees are able to learn enough to do their jobs compliantly with consumer lending laws.
Right. And those are always changing.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, and you got to document it, right? So this lends itself, the e-learning lends itself to easier, more consistent, provable documentation of this?
Yeah, very, very much so. When you're dealing with a lot of material that is, it starts out as kind of conceptual in nature, you know, legal language,
right?
It helps to have that guided e-learning sequence of training materials.
Now, is this learning, is it instructor-led or is it self-learning?
It's primarily self-learning. So as Matt alluded to, most of the compliance training is delivered online through e-learning.
Right.
And I would say our mix of e-learning to classroom learning inside the company is probably like 80-20.
Mm-hmm.
Since we came out of the General Electric company, they had a very, very robust, in fact, world-class leadership learning institute up in Crotonville, New York, known as the Crotonville Learning Institute. And so as we've separated and become an independent company, we've taken some of that legacy and have begun to start to launch new classroom leadership learning courses. But by and large, because of the types of learning we have to distribute,
it's self-learning.
E-learning is really the bulk of it.
The best of it.
Yeah.
So now, as your delivery methods evolved, how have the offerings been received by your people?
I would let Matt describe some of the things that we're doing that are kind of innovative, at least for us, in the e-learning space as far as shortening courses and providing adaptive experiences for learners who are taking tests. And he can tell you a little more about that.
Oh, sure, yeah. The as far as how it's been received, I think it's pretty much standard. They kind of don't have a choice. They have to take it. So they're almost like a captain.
So it's well-received.
Yeah.
So that's lesson number one. Matt stacks the deck.
They're a captive audience.
It's mandatory. The word mandatory helps compliance.
But as far as feedback we've received, even though, I mean, that is the method that we have to use and we've employed, and you know, I don't know if too many people love online learning, computer-based training over the years. I mean, and all the different companies I've worked for, and we've all, you know, I've worked with CBTs and e-learning and so on a lot, and I don't really get a lot of people saying they love CBTs or e-learning. So, but it's kind of like, well, this is, you know, that you got to do it. So we've gotten feedback, especially recently, about the amount of time it takes. I mean, our average online modules are about an hour. We've had many different modules over different regulations over the years, and we've tried to cut down the number of modules for them, and now we're trying to cut down the length of the actual module by having our employees who've already completed the original one, the full one, to that when they have to retrain, that, you know, like the next year when that comes up, they will then just take the shorter version that'll hopefully last only about 20 to 30 minutes when they take it. And then also we're trying to help cut down the amount of time it takes them to retake an assessment.
All right, so why aren't you doing all this? Because I think as a mid-level manager, mm-hmm. I would really appreciate all this. Is that who it is you're trying to serve by making these changes?
Well, you think about our employee population. The bulk of the employees work in operations, usually in call centers, like doing customer service or collections in some form or fashion for our credit card customers.
Mm-hmm.
So scheduling is a big deal.
Yeah, you're pulling them off the job, right?
Exactly, right.
I need her back. I need him back.
Right, right. So, and if the learning is an hour,
yeah.
I mean, that's an hour you can't get back.
Sure, and you think about, you know, perhaps a half a dozen to a dozen required compliance courses that we need to have them
work. Can't you chunk it out into 5 minutes?
Right, right. So managers really, really appreciate the streamlining of the courses, particularly for people who have already been through it one time and don't need to take the entire thing all over again.
And I just want that check mark. I want that in the report. I don't want anybody chewing my butt because I didn't do it because I, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so streamlining those courses and adapting it to the tenure of the employee to make it shorter for experienced employees really makes a big difference in helping managers schedule their people to do customer service for our clients and customers.
Now, does it have to be done in front of a computer? Can I do it on my phone?
Not yet. We've not yet gotten to mobile delivery yet, though I think that's something that we're learning a lot about at this conference that would be really, really interesting, and I think is certainly the wave of the future.
How do you know it's successful when you implement these things?
Matt tells him.
It can't be that they've...
He looks to Matt.
It can't just be they've completed it because it's mandatory.
Right.
So you got to pick a different metric.
Yeah, so today we measure outcomes in a couple of ways. First and foremost, just, you know, completion rates, making sure that people are getting through it on time. We do test the outcomes, and so we look at the test results in terms of how many people are passing, failing, having to retake mm-hmm. the test. And then we also gather a lot of feedback through our annual and semi-annual employee surveys in terms of, you know, how are they feeling about learning and development.
Right.
So we try to get at it both quantitatively and qualitatively. That said, again, this conference is a great way to learn more about really effectively measuring outcomes and linking it to job performance.
But is the only learning that takes place these kind of mandatory compliance-oriented learning, or is there other, you know, kind of funner stuff?
There's funner stuff. You know, as we separated out and became independent from GE, we no longer had that great Crotonville Leadership Institute.
Right.
So we had to sort of rebuild or build something on our own with regard to professional development learning.
Right.
And so what we're doing in terms of that approach is really from function by function, you know, from marketing to operations to finance and so forth, we're building up these leadership functional learning academies really geared towards employees' professional development.
All right, so the two of you, you're in cahoots, you work together, you collaborate, you bounce stuff off of each other, but you're not located in the same physical space either, are you?
Yep.
So you got to figure out this whole distance. Man, you're just like the ninja of distance. Distance learning, distance collaboration. You should bottle this stuff and sell it, right?
Well, I mean, we no longer live in, like, you know, physical world. Everything's in the web and the cloud and everything. I mean, you don't have to be in one location to get anything done anymore, right?
Did you buy off on this the first time you tried to have this conversation with you, Jeff?
Oh, I had to buy off on it. I live in Utah. Matt's in Ohio. Yeah. Our training pros partners are in Atlanta and all over the place. So
other members of our team are in Atlanta. So, and yeah, we make it work.
Yeah, all kidding aside, though, that does require a different or an enhancement, I guess, of a mindset, skills, technology. Speak to that a little bit, because it is a brave new world in getting work done, winning through the voluntary cooperation and effort of other people when they're not sitting across the desk from you. You can pop them upside the head or buy them a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of real-time collaboration, you know, software working together.
Right.
And that's really what it takes. And fortunately, that's come a long way in terms of enabling people to work remotely, enabling people at different sites to work collaboratively at the same time with the same material. If you know,
you
we wouldn't be able to do it otherwise.
Do you have any tips or tricks you can share?
I would say for me, it really comes down to, I guess, the work needs to get done. The work, it doesn't matter. I mean, a lot of the things that we think of, like, you know, being in a building or my technology doesn't work or whatever, that's all just, you know, side stuff. I mean, in the end, the work has to get done. And if you are doing it from a home office as opposed to a facility or whatever, you know, as long as the technology works and you can still meet and everything, it doesn't really matter.
I think you're the king of accountability. I put there Matt in charge of accountability. So now, what's next for you at this conference? What do you expect to accomplish while you're here?
One of the tracks that I'm really interested in is around metrics and proving out the effectiveness of training. You know, what's the return on investment in training and professional development? When you work in a big company like ours, we get budgets. We have to justify those budgets.
Right.
And so the better I'm able to prove out to our management that the learning and development that we're delivering is really cost effective, then the better able we'll be to sustain it.
So now, is there anything that you guys are more worried about than other things? Anything that's keeping you up at night?
The interview was scaring them. I think they're past it, right?
It's almost over, guys. Hang in there.
That question scares me.
No. Yes.
No, I'd say kind of two things. One, just like tactical, executional. We have challenges as a big company keeping track of where everybody is working in different areas. And so there's a real challenge with our learning management system, quite frankly, in making sure that we understand the right audiences and who to assign classes to in a timely fashion. People move around. People join the company. People leave the company. People change jobs. That's a lot of logistics for 15,000 employees. So that's kind of tactical executional stuff. And then on a bigger level, strategically, I always get worried about, okay, I want to make sure that our learning and development that we're building is sustainable throughout business cycles, up and down, and I can prove out that training is not something you just do when times are good.
Right.
That it's, in fact, it's really needed when times
aren't
are tough.
So good, yeah. Right.
Good point.
So are there any trends you're seeing that maybe you're going to learn more about while you're here, some of the education?
So what have you seen?
That's kind of the main thing that I'm looking forward to is learning more about the new trends. Micro learning, I think, is very interesting.
All right, I saw that when I was walking the carpet. What does that mean, micro? Or do you not know yet?
Well, no, I think
Matt
for me.
Knows.
Yeah, well, for me.
Matt knows.
I mean,
Matt knows everything.
I don't know if I. For me, it's like, you know, when you're on you have your phone and you're walking around and you want to learn something, all of a sudden you're like, well, I wonder why, you know, that restaurant is what it is or whatever, or why is it called a tea room, and then you just look it up and you learn.
So it's
about
a very
it.
Small piece of learning.
Yeah, but it's like just in time. I mean micro learning, okay. To me, I think is the name of micro makes it sound like it's small, but I think it's more just in time learning, which has been around for a while actually.
Now wouldn't it be cool, like, because everybody's got their calendar, right, a company calendar that everybody knows, your meetings or sales calls, that right before your sales call, your phone buzzes and goes, don't forget to mention blah, 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 this is the thing, right? You do learning, right?
Yeah,
based on
cool.
real-life situations.
I saw a pretty cool session yesterday. It was put on by some gentlemen from the Genentech company, and they've built something so kind of similar to that, a mobile push-pull learning system where they sequence their training out and schedule it to push it to to employees just before key events like that, whether they're going on a sales call or right. doing employee evaluations. They get the training right before that.
Right.
Well, I think I could use that, but maybe on the emotional intelligence side of things too, like don't stare at bills to pay. You know, just leave reminders.
That's right.
Right? Remember.
I mean, no, these can be career limiting moves. These are important topics, right? So you can do the emotional side of stuff too, not just the technical.
Yeah, don't laugh at a regulator in our case, right?
Yes.
He doesn't think that's funny. So now, what's the best way for someone to learn more about your company?
I think the one of the best ways is through our website web portal. It has a lot of information about the company itself, our services. You can apply for credit. You can apply for things like care credit if you need elective medical procedures or fix up your pet. That's probably the best way to learn about our company.
Yeah, and we have a deposit account that my financial expert said was one of the best returns, interest returns, so go check that out.
And you can hear their award-winning interview on Learning Insights.
That's right. Now, and people, it's a very collaborative industry, learning. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you guys and kind of chat, is there a way to get a hold of you guys? Is it LinkedIn the best way to reach out?
Yeah. I'm
don't
fairly
call
active
us,
on,
we'll
yeah,
call
no,
you.
I'm, fair, I'm look, fairly active on LinkedIn.
Look, Jeff, and, if it's not, you know, you don't have to say so. Send everybody to Matt.
Yeah, contact my agent.
Well, guys, this has been a lot of fun and very informative. Thanks for joining us. Have a great experience.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a few from the trade show floor of ATD 2017.
This has been a Special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.